live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an examination file is being prepared for the coroner following the post-mortem of a body discovered in Ballybofey on Saturday. A motion to disband the HSE and return to the former Regional Health Board in the North West received unanimous cross-party support at a Regional Health Forum meeting. Around a dozen Kilcar residents were in Donegal Town Court today in a show of support for Ricky from the Chippy, who is seeking asylum in the county. And there's condemnation following the burglary of a vulnerable man in Strabane on Friday last. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a man's body at a house in Capri, Ballybofey. The man, who was in his 30s, is understood to be originally from Glasgow but had been living in the area for some time. The man's body was discovered on Saturday morning, with Gardaí and emergency services attending the scene at approximately 9 a.m. He was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later and removed to Letterkenny University Hospital. Following a post-mortem carried out earlier today, an examination file is now being prepared for the coroner. Gardaí say they are investigating all circumstances surrounding his death, and anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí. A motion to disband the HSE and return to the former Regional Health Forum Board in the North West received unanimous cross-party support at a recent Regional Health Forum meeting. The motion was put forward by a Roscommon councillor over concerns that the current model is simply not working. The issue of ambulance response times within the county was also raised after it was revealed that only 1 in 5 ambulance call-outs in Donegal comply with HICWA standards. Donegal County Councillor Kieran Brogan, speaking on today's 9 till noon show, says there needs to be a complete overhaul of the service.
A very significant development happened last Tuesday in Galway, and the motion was passed by all the members there that to disband the HSE completely in this whole region. It was put forward by Roscommon councillor, Councillor Tony Ward, and all the members from Donegal, Sligo, Leith, from Mayo, right down the west coast, gave us the reasons why they thought that we should.
Was that cross party or?
Cross party, absolutely cross party. And they said that we should go back to the old Northwestern Health Board, regional boards, because that suited much better. People having to leave now Letterkenny, going to Galway for chemo, for things like a stone in the kidney. There's far too much of this happening. So the model we have now in the HSE is simply not working. I always raised the whole area of we're spending millions now in bringing in locums and agencies as well, and the old model worked far better. So we need to get back to doing whatever we can to employ our own doctors, our own nurses, because we never had more medical students coming out of medical colleges. But what's wrong at the minute? The model is not working. It's not attractive for them to work for the HSE, and they're going to other countries, and indeed they're working for agencies that have been paid millions. Okay. So I think we need to review that completely. It needs to be a written branch of the whole HSE model.
Bundoran and RNLI were tasked to Rosnaula Beach yesterday afternoon following reports that a boy had gone missing on the beach. However, upon receiving updated information that the boy had been located, a separate incident was unfolding in Bundoran. Malin Head Coast Guard received reports that a man and a boy were in trouble in the water off Bundoran Beach after getting caught in a rip current. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The alarm was raised shortly after 3 o'clock, with the lifeboat on scene in minutes. On arrival, the lifeboat crew observed that local surfers were attending to the man in the water, while two members of the public were attending to the boy on the beach who had been pulled out of the sea. Both were being treated for the effects of swallowing a considerable amount of seawater. The crew immediately took the man on board and began to administer casualty care, while the shore crew, one of whom is a paramedic, began to administer casualty care to the boy on the beach. Casualty care on the lifeboat continued until the arrival of the Irish Coast Guard Rescue 118 helicopter from Sligo. The man was subsequently airlifted and brought to Sligo University Hospital, while the boy was transferred to hospital by an ambulance crew.
Scotland's First Minister says her country would be uneasy with any Brexit deal which treated Northern Ireland differently. Nicola Sturgeon has been holding talks with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator.
I underlined to him the view of the Scottish Government, which is that the UK, if it's intent on leaving the EU, should seek to stay within a customs union and the single market, and that was an opportunity to make that absolutely clear.
Around a dozen Kilcar residents were in Donegal Town Court today in a show of support for Ricky from the Chippy, who is seeking asylum in the county. In March of this year, it was reported that he was forced from his home in Kilcar by immigration officials. Vikram Sharma, also known as Ricky, has become an active member of the community of Kilcar, having got involved in local festivals, tidy towns and many community events. Trish Lafferty has more.
Kilcar-based asylum seeker 32-year-old Vikram Sharma, with an address at Nightbite Main Street, Kilcar, also known as Ricky from the Chippy, is charged with being a non-national resident in the state, aged 16 years or over, who failed to produce to a member of An Garda Síochána a valid passport or other equivalent documents to establish his identity and nationality. A passport was handed in to an earlier sitting. Defence solicitor Dennis O'Mahony told the court his client had made an application for asylum under the Immigration Act. The court was told it would take months to process the application, and the case has now been adjourned until September.
Regina Doherty is not opposed to the Dáil sitting over the summer to get abortion legislation agreed and passed. The Social Protection Minister says it is crucial to get it through quickly, as in the meantime, 9 women in crisis are still travelling abroad each day for an abortion. Minister Doherty says they need all members of the Dáil and Seanad to work together to ensure legislation is passed before the end of the year.
I'm not opposed to that idea. I think we need to get it started before the summer. I think we need, and we've heard from some opposition TDs who were opposing the referendum over the weekend, have come out and said that they won't frustrate the process, that they will respect the mandate of the people. I think that's very nice for them to have said that. I think they need to put those words now into action so that when we see the second stage come, that it passes smoothly and we get onto committee stage and report stage and then go to the Seanad and get this on our statute books before the end of the year.
Donegal County Council has voted to defer a decision on the draft 2017 report of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee. The deferral was sought by Councillor Albert Doherty, who said the draft is incomplete. He also said there are questions to be asked about the attendance of Oireachtas members and the absence of recommendations. He says more detail is needed.
I believe that the report presented is inconclusive, incomplete, lacks recommendations, does not give us a full account of the subcommittees, their workings, and certainly I was very upset that it had no recommendations to make at the end of 2017. And as an example, we have an issue there in drugs, we have an issue with a subject matter called community policing. I believe the subject matter community policing exists, but policing in the community is lacking. And that's an area that the three parties, the government, the councillors, the Oireachtas, the PPN and the Gardaí, I believe, could deliver more on.
Is it your belief that if there were recommendations, if there was more detail per se in the report, that would spark debate, spark community interest and perhaps get more progress on the issues you're concerned about?
Most certainly. I think adopting this report without question today would be a disservice to the community, a disservice to those who serve, and I believe it should be a knock-knock on the door of the Gardaí, the Oireachtas members, the councillors who have a commitment here in the PPN. We can do more, we can do better, but working with our local community is essential.
Meanwhile, there are calls for the establishment of a rural policing forum to replace the Joint Policing Committee after latest figures from Phonewatch revealed that burglaries in Donegal have increased by 35%. During the period from January 2017 to December 2017, the number of burglaries nationally were up 3.6% compared to the same period the previous year. Figures for Donegal revealed that there was a 900% increase in burglaries in Manor Cunningham, while there was a 40% drop in burglaries in Bombeg. Seamus Boland, Chief Executive of Irish Rural Link, says relations between Gardaí and local policing forms need to be increased.
We're very concerned because the figures clearly articulate that the trend, which some of us hoped would be going down, is actually going up, and that what this report clearly shows, in the absence, I might say, of recognised CSO figures, which are in dispute with the Gardaí over their numbers, it shows us that we really haven't tackled this problem at all, and that in fact older people and people living alone are probably going to be a bit more worried after this report.
And indeed, particularly in Donegal, there has been some increases of 900%, which is startling, but you're now calling for the establishment of a rural policing form.
What we have, we already have the basis of these. We have policing forms around the country. What we're saying is that their level of responsibility needs to be increased, and that their formality, with their formal relationship with the Gardaí, needs also to be legislated and increased, simply because while they do advise the local police forces, they really don't have much of a say in anything relating to the fighting of crime other than just working with the Gardaí. They need to have a much stronger say, and they need to be able to challenge the resources when they're not going to where they should be at times, and really be properly resourced as well.
Concerns have again been raised over the number of water outages in the Bridgend area. It's after another water outage at Bonamain today, the second in the space of a week. Councillor Paul Canning spoke with Irish Water officials in Lifford earlier today.
I've spoke with Irish Water this morning here in Lifford, and they're telling me they're going to look into it. Now, we have asked a few times, and they have said that they'll look into it, but it's not good enough at the minute. There's an old asbestos pipe in the Bridgend area, and it seems to be bursting all the time. Now, they're looking at maybe putting on a pressure reduction valve to take the pressure of it, but that doesn't suit the people of Bridgend, because there is people in Bridgend that have low pressure. So I think the pipe, they need to put it under a capital programme, they need to renew the pipe, because at the end of the day they're looking to take this Pollen Dam the whole way to Letterkenny, and there's no way that that can happen until they get the people in Bridgend, Burnfoot, Fawn, Newton, Carrigans, the whole lot. They don't have a proper system. They don't have a proper system in place at all, so we need to get that ratified before she goes to Letterkenny.
You've been pushing Irish Water about this for months and longer. Councillor Murray has been doing, all the local reps in the Inishowen area have been pushing this one with Irish Water again and again. Are you getting any indication today that they accept that, yes, there is something here we have to look at more seriously?
Yeah, they accept that there is something there that needs to be looked at, but it's back down to financial. And at the minute, that whole system is not in the capital programme, and we need to get it into the capital programme. They're basically fixing it as piecemeal, which is not good enough.
There's condemnation following the burglary of a vulnerable man in Strabane on Friday last. £500 was stolen from the man, who is in his 60s, after receiving a visit from whom he thought were friendly callers. It's believed that the man was saving the money to purchase a mobility scooter. Westrone MLA Daniel McCrossan described the incident as sickening.
This is something that has deeply annoyed and distressed me and many others in the wider Strabane community. It isn't the first incident where a vulnerable, disabled, elderly person has been targeted, and unfortunately it won't be the last. But we need to send out a strong message, united as a community, that we're not going to tolerate any abuse of our elderly citizens, and certainly none that is vulnerable, such as the gentleman that suffered the traumatic event on Friday. This man is severely disabled, entirely trying to hold as much independence as humanly possible. He's saving for a mobility scooter so that he can get about, and that's what this money was for. £500 is a substantial amount of money to be stolen from this man, and something that has left him very, very distressed. So I'm making an appeal to the public out there. Someone knows something about this. Please, please come forward with information to the PSNA so that we can get the culprits who have done this, those cowardly individuals who have targeted this man in his own home, in a place where he should feel safe, and for money that he was saving to give himself some independence. This is a truly sickening act.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for brighter days with everything you need to get active this summer.
It's now 5:15, and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman says it feels like the dawn of a new era for the team. There are 7 uncapped players in the squad for tonight's friendly against Euro 2016 runner-up France in Paris. Killybegs man Coleman says there's a fresh feeling to the group following the World Cup playoffs disappointment.
Definitely feels like there's been a bit of a change, you know, with the new players coming in. We still have some from the last campaign, and I think it's so important for us to show them new lads coming in what's expected, you know, on the training pitch when we put on the jersey to play for our country, and even what's expected around the hotel. And they've been great, and you know, it's up to them to step up and show they deserve to be at this level, and I'm sure they will. But there's definitely a bit of a change, but the objective stays the same, and we want to win every game possible and qualify.
Graham Burke and Shane Supple could earn their first call-ups tonight. Kick-off time at the Stade de France is at 8 o'clock. Mo Salah says he's confident he can play in the World Cup with Egypt despite suffering a shoulder injury in Liverpool's Champions League final defeat. The Reds' 44-goal top scorer was forced off midway through the first half of Saturday's 3-1 defeat against Real Madrid due to the problem sustained in a tangle with Sergio Ramos. Salah's tweeted to say he's a fighter and is confident he'll be back in time for the World Cup. Danny McDade will be awarded the freedom of the county this evening. The Donegal County Council are hosting a civic reception at the Council Chamber in Lifford to honour Donegal's two-time Olympian. The Glenswally man competed at the 1972 Games in Munich, Germany, and then 4 years later in 1976 in Montreal, Canada. He also raced at world cross-country level, and other achievements included multinational marathon titles.
I'm totally shocked and left speechless by getting this award when Jerry Monagle, the mayor of Donegal, contacted me. You know, I thought it was just some ordinary chat about organising a race someplace, you know, but I was shocked, you know. Yeah, it's been a long journey, I suppose, John. You know, 53 years now from I started athletics.
That's Danny McDade speaking to John Breslin on Across the Northwest earlier today. And you can watch that interview in full by going to the sports section off our website, highlandradio.com. In Gaelic games, Mayo and Tyrone have avoided each other in the draw for the first round of the All-Ireland qualifiers, but both sides will be away from home. The beaten finalists of the past 2 years, Mayo, will resume their bid to finally lift the Sam Maguire with a trip to Limerick. Tyrone will look to bounce back from their early Ulster exit against a Meath side who lost to Longford yesterday. Derry will be at home in the opening round after Sunday's defeat to Donegal. Kildare will provide the opposition for Damien McAuleen's men. The Lilywhites suffered their first championship defeat to Carlow in 65 years yesterday. Wicklow have been drawn with Cavan. Westmeath will play Armagh. Neighbours Wexford and Waterford will face each other. And London and Louth have been paired together. The games will be played on the weekend off June 9th, 10th, and the venues and throw-in times will be confirmed tomorrow. In motorsport, Damien Gallagher has told Highland Radio Sport he and his co-driver, Mac Walsh, are extremely disappointed and frustrated. They cannot defend their Donegal Rally title in 2018. The Glenswally crew, who won the National Rally for the first time in their Ford Escort last year, have had their Motorsport Ireland licences revoked and banned from competing this year. The pair were hit with a suspension, having been judged to have failed to stop with Kevin Eaves, who crashed on the Knockalla stage on the Saturday of last year's rally. The rule states if a crew does not have an OK board out at a crash, the next crew has to stop. Gallagher and Walsh came upon the Eaves crash but said they were waved on by the crew in the Toyota. The situation was given the all clear at the time, but it was raised by Motorsport Ireland in the months after when an anonymous letter was sent to Motorsport Ireland. An MI tribunal then suspended their licences for 2018. Damien said it has been a very frustrating time for the crew.
That's very, very hard to take. You know, last year was a dream come through for us, as I said at the time, on so many levels. The amount of effort to put on, the amount of preparation to put on for last year, and to cross that finish line. And to be fair, Roisin, since that, it has really took a shine off it for us. It's put a sour side to the whole thing for us. And as someone's very, very hard to come to terms with. At the end of the day, we have to accept the rule that we've been pulled on, even though there's an argument on both sides of it. But hey, it is what it is. You know, all we can do is take the negatives from last year and this year and put on the positives next year and come back stronger and bigger than ever, I hope.
In rugby, Breve have signed former Ireland centre Stuart Alding. The 25-year-old has agreed a 2-year contract with the French club, who are set to play in the second flight next season following relegation from the top 14. Alding has been without a club since his contract was revoked by Ulster and the IRFU in March. Breve recently appointed former Ulster and Lions lock Jeremy Davison as their new coach. And Jared Payne says he wants to repay the faith shown in him by Ulster Rugby. The 32-year-old's been forced to call time on his playing career due to a head injury and has become the province's new defensive coach. Payne will also work with Ireland's coaching team for this summer's tour of Australia. Finally, on the tennis front, a former champion, Stan Wawrinka, suffered a shock first-round exit at the French Open. Last year's runner-up and 23rd seed was beaten in 5 sets by Spain's Guillermo García López. The likes of Novak Djokovic and Caroline Wozniacki won in their respective matches today, and the men's top seed, Rafa Nadal, gets his bid for an 11th title underway later when he faces Simone Bolali. That's it from the sports desk, Michaela, for the moment, for today actually. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisín. Donegal Airport in Carrickfinn is to receive €326,700 in funding for the development of the airport. The grant is being made as part of the Regional Airports Programme capital investments in the areas of safety and security at airports. The money will go towards covering costs associated with an extension to the airport to accommodate new aircrafts. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says the grant is an investment in the skill, talent and expertise of those running the airport.
From the feedback from hoteliers and different tourism providers in the county, I think there will be future opportunities for that airport, and it's important that PSO continues to be invested into Donegal Airport and to ensure that wherever there are opportunities, and I suppose commercial decisions have to be made in terms of the value or the added value of extra flights or extra route options. But I think it's one to watch.
Meanwhile, Ireland West Airport has today also welcomed the announcement of €2.3 million in funding from the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport. The funding is provided to support critical safety and security projects under the Regional Airports Programme 2015 to 2019 and is part of the first phase of a two-year programme of capital projects to be completed at the airport. Joe Gilmore, Managing Director of Ireland West Airport NOC, says the funding will ultimately help in progressing the growth of the airport.
We were very pleased this morning to receive confirmation that we've received $2.3 million in capital funding from the Department of Transport. The funding is part of the Regional Airports Programme, and it's part of a two-phase funding programme over the next couple of years for a number of critical safety and security projects here at the airport. The main project funding element is for a runway overlay that's got to be carried out here over the next 18 months, and actually most of the $2.3 million, about $1.5 million of it will be spent in the latter part of this year rehabilitating the main runway and carrying out a complete upgrade and overlay. So we're just very pleased, and we just like to acknowledge Minister Ross's Department of Transport and our local minister here, Minister Ring, and the government for their continued support here at the airport.
And it's also much welcomed to help in progressing the growth of the airport.
Yes, the airport, we've seen a successful 5 months so far, albeit we've had some weather challenges earlier on in the year. We're very pleased with the progress we're making. Last year we achieved about 750,000 passengers using the airport, and many from your region there in Highlands and Donegal and so forth. So we're very pleased that we're getting strong support from the Northwest, and we're hopeful of continued growth here during the summer, and we'll hopefully, you know, achieve close to 800,000 passengers using the airport by the end of the year.
Police have issued a warning after a man, his 30s, died and a man in his 20s is seriously unwell after consuming unknown substances. The investigation is at an early stage, but police believe that drugs may be a factor in both incidents. A number of other people are also believed to have sought medical treatment last night after becoming unwell. Detectives want to hear from anyone who was at a property in Northland Road in Moneymore in Derry last night where the incidents happened. They're advising anyone considering taking any type of substance not to do so. And for weather now, mostly dry this evening with sunny spells and cloudy periods, dry and humid overnight with temperatures of between 10 and 12 degrees and light variable winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a man's body at a house in Capri Ballybuffet. Following a post-mortem carried out earlier today, an examination file is now being prepared for the coroner. A motion to disband the HSE and return to the former Regional Health Board in the North West received unanimous cross-party support at a recent Regional Health Forum meeting. The motion was put forward by a Roscommon councillor over concerns that the current model is simply not working. Donegal County Council has voted to defer a decision on the draft 2017 report of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee. The deferral was sought by Councillor Albert Doherty, who said the draft is incomplete. And there are calls for the establishment of a rural policing forum to replace the Joint Policing Committee after latest figures from Phone Watch revealed that burglaries in Donegal have increased by 35%. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, May the 28th.
The death has taken place of Eddie McDade. Johnny Ballybeg, Brina Glenswilly remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St. Columba's Church Glenswilly on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Centre for Independent Living, care of any family member, or call McDade and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Jenny Mullen, 19 Cedar Street, Derry. Funeral leaving her home, 19 Cedar Street, Derry, on Wednesday morning at 20 past 9, going to St. Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The sudden death has taken place of Frank Tinney, Scribbly, Letterkenny. Remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 4 past 10, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, interment afterwards in Newlech Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred in Dundalk of Michael Ward, Mean Bannett and Bell Crutch. His remains will arrive at McGlynn's funeral home, Dunlow, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Bell Crutch Cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred of Nancy Brennan, Drimla Drid, Leshamark Award. Her remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home, Dunlow, today until removal at 7 o'clock this evening, going to her late residence. Funeral mass on Wednesday afternoon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Dunlow Hospital Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael Brown, 33 Dublin Street, Newton Stewart. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, leaving at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Oratory, Newton Stewart, with interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Seamus Coyle, Sleadrum, Buncrana. Visiting time today at Porter's Funeral Home, Mina Gorey, Buncrana, with removal at 6:45 to repose overnight at St Mary's Church, Cockhill. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. And the death has taken place at Dunlow Community Hospital of Edward McCready, Derry LeConnell, Doherty. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Connell's Church, Doherty, with burial afterwards in Litchimack Ward Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock, family flowers only. Donations to Dunlow Community Hospital, care of Sean McGlynn, funeral directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.